welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, Long Coat Mafia Podcast. It is I, the one, the only, Reverend Godfather, a.k.a. the Martinsburg Madman, a.k.a. this show's frontman and main host. You're in for a special treat this week. Not only am I seemingly having cord and possibly computer issues once again, so I do apologize for the quality of audio you're currently hearing. I have no control over that due to funds. If you wish to help, we'll talk more about that on the other side of this podcast. Now, in regards to the special treat, Don Ramirez, after a few years, I want to say we've seen each other in passing, non-professionally, but in a professional manner, he has contacted me late last week and asked me if I wanted to record a couple of interviews that he wants to do. I said, sure, why not? What do you have in mind? He said, meet me at your new sponsor, not sponsor, Big Timber, Hatchet House, and Sports Bar, and we'll do a couple interviews over a span of 2 hours, if not a little bit longer. Bring your stuff. I said, sure, why not? And that's what I did. First up, you'll hear him speaking with Sarah Jones and those with Grinding with Strangers, I think a promotional group. They talk more about it in their interview. To Sarah Jones and everybody involved, if I do apologize for not including all the information here in the intro. And if I left out any details in the description, please let me know through the show's email, longcoatmafia@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to make any additions to the your information and everybody's information in the description and in the video description, too. So that being said, I'll let you all get into the audio interview. And if you want to watch the video, I'll put a link to the video in the description down, I won't say down below, but I'll put a link to the video in the description. And if you're going to watch the video before this, you'll have links to this episode as well. So either way, hey Tony, cue up the episode and hit play, all right?
We'll be right back with more of the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
Here at Big Timbers with the Reverend Godfather Christopher Lumiser and his podcast. And he has graciously allowed me to once again host his show. And I'm going to introduce a co-host of mine in a moment that's going to be on our second part of the podcast. I wanted to take a minute to thank Christopher Lumiser for recording today. I also wanted to take a moment to thank George O'Connell and Teresa May of Bad Habits and Big Timbers for all the support they have given to our local music and art scene. And that's what these two podcasts are going to be about. We're going to have a conversation with the movers and shakers of the local Martinsburg music scene. So I am going to start with Miss Sarah Jones of Grinding with Strangers. Sarah, I want you to introduce yourself, and I want you to introduce anyone listening to our show to Grinding with Strangers. Tell us about your project.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for having us. Grinding with Strangers is my coworker Dave Ranker and I, and it started just two music lovers talking in office about local shows and lack of promoting and venues not doing a good job of sharing their events, and sometimes bands and no one exclusively, just, you know, we've seen a lot of that. So we wanted to make a place where you can go to find all your local shows. There is a group that does that locally already. I want to say Music on the Move or something, but they focus very locally on Winchester and like the two surrounding counties. We pretty much wanted to cover a 2-hour radius from Winchester, just with Baltimore and DC having such awesome happen in music scenes. We didn't want to exclude that, but we do focus on local music. It's a lot to cover, obviously, so we do miss some things, but we encourage people to share their events as well on the page. So the whole idea was that it would just be a place for musicians and music lovers to go and see what's going on, and to support their local scene. I even have some underground shows I put on there, shows that aren't shared anywhere else. Over this span of a year, I found a lot of the people who post those underground events, and I keep up on them. So the spreadsheet that I have on Grinding with Strangers has shows in Excel form all the way out until May next year. Hundreds of shows from this area. And we also have the ability to have people share their events onto the page of Grinding with Strangers. The group, not the page, then you can just go to the events section and see all those events happening in the area. So that was sort of the goal for us. And then Calvin with Apex and High Horse Calvary invited us to co-host. And Kellen's always there doing his thing, so I asked him to help me co-host some shows. And Sam sort of does the same thing, but I'm more interested in metal and punk, so I think sometimes more of that gets shared just because of my natural bias, but I do try to put everything in there. And Sam is more into indie music, so she's sort of trying to do the same thing. We're all sort of trying to help each other out and look for spaces so people can go and have music. So that's what we're doing.
Let's talk about what social media Grinding with Strangers are active on. How would someone listening to the podcast be able to, you know, get a hold of you guys, follow you guys, see what's going on in the surrounding area you're talking about?
Certainly. So we are most active on Facebook. So like I said, I love that event feature. It allows people to just share it and put it in one place for me to then compile it on a spreadsheet. So if you go to Facebook, you can find Grinding with Strangers, the page, but the group is more active. It's a public group. Anyone can join. All of our events are pinned to the top of the page with the spreadsheet of all the local shows happening.
Cool. Let's talk about you and the work that you've been doing with promoting and producing shows. And let's talk about the community that you have involved with you that support you. If you want, Sam, we can pitch to you. Let's talk about your involvement with Sarah and with Grinding with Strangers and the role that you're doing. And let's talk about some of the other personalities, because you've got some really good people that are volunteering their time, effort, energy.
Absolutely.
They come out to shows. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been doing a lot to help keep this scene going. So let's recognize some of your peers.
There's so many people that I want to recognize and thank. Kellen, one of them, because we met at, he had a local hardcore show. Nobody was doing that. I met him there. We moshed. He says I deleted his ribcage. We were friends forever after that.
On a Thursday night.
I took off work to go to it because I was that excited about it. So our friendship formed very naturally in that way. And Sam as well. I just started seeing Sam Walsh at shows as a photojournalist. I always wanted to be her friend, and I finally got to hang out with her and get to know her as a person. And also, there's so many other people. Like I said, again, I want to thank George for Bad Habits, Calvin with High Horse, and everyone in Apex. They offered this co-host position to me. Without them, that I never would have started doing shows. Jared Shear, old school graphic designer, very great guy, been around forever, designed our logo. And he's just been a really nice, awesome, supportive friend. All my girlfriends that come out to all my shows, I love them very much. And I think that's everyone. I'll pass to Sam. Not everyone.
My name is Sam Walsh. I am Euphoria Photography. I do a lot of local concert photography. I met Sarah, I'm sure, at a show a while ago, and we were friends before Grinding with Strangers was born. And then I remember I went to her first show at Bad Habits, and it was a crazy success. And I felt really inspired by that. And I know that Sarah's more of a fan of like the metal, the heavier stuff that'll melt your face off. And while I do enjoy that, I'm more so impartial to like indie, punk, alternative, like the lighter stuff. And we collaborated on a show with some artists that were on the lighter side. We had Gatwick, Paradise Ablaze, Nuclearity, and Angel Abyss. It was a great show, and I think just from there we kind of teamed up. I come out to some shows, do some photos sometimes. We just had a show the other night where there was like some heavy moshing, crowd killing type stuff, and I got some killer shots. So it's just a really like symbiotic, like hand in hand relationship. Like not only are we friends, but like just the music part of it, like we just really all vibe together really well. And Kellen as well, like he's always at the shows doing his sound thing, stays out of the way, you know, we tiptoe around each other when I'm doing a picture, he'll, you know, sorry, and hop out of my way. So it's just really like an amazing relationship.
But it's because of him, he, you know, ran sound for us and helped us, give us the space through George and Teresa and helped us make our show possible. So absolutely, it's really nice to see that, you know, like everyone that I think we know, as we call our Scene Revival Collective, is trying to find an open space for everyone and cut out gatekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So that everyone has a place to play.
A safe place.
Safe place.
One of the things I think I most admire and I love about having you guys involved in it is to see the women and the ladies present at the shows. I think that just really brings an incredible element to the whole thing. Let's talk about what you guys have coming up in the future and what you want people to be made aware of, and how they, you know, can, whatever shows you're promoting, whatever we have coming up, how they can follow both of you two. And then I have one last question, and then I'm gonna have a little bit of fun with my old friend, mm-hmm, Kellen. So
we have a show next weekend. It sort of got popped up on the fly. One of our bands that was at our Appalachian Noise Fest, which we already have May dates for 2025, Appalachian Noise Fest, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing hit me up and said they had a night at Depot and asked me if I wanted to help promote that. So we're doing a tribute show. Wolf in Sheep's Clothing is tributing to Nirvana. And we have a local Scarecrow's Curse shock rock band, legendary, been around forever, going to Baltimore with us to perform Black Sabbath. And then the Meteor Kings, their local horror punk band out of Baltimore, they are also going to be performing Misfits. So we're doing that at the Depot on July 6th. That'll be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to that. They're also performing all original content and covers as well. And then July 27th, we have a completely awesome lineup we're stoked for. Kellen and I are co-hosting at Bad Habits. We've got Dinosaurs in Paris, Vera Alta, Varia, Making a Mockery, Voids. Thank you. We have so many great bands coming out for that. That's going to be absolutely killer. Dinosaurs in Paris just like is the best softcore local band around. They're really talented. No doubt in my mind they are going places. So if you miss that show, you're just a silly goose. I think those are the only ones officially announced, but keep an eye out for more. Sam, do you have anything cooked up?
So Kellen and I are working on something for fall. It's in the very early stages right now. I do have a show that I am throwing in collaboration with a local tattoo shop, No Tomorrow Tattoo. That is on July 13th. And we've got some amazing bands coming out for that. That is free entry. So if you miss that, you are a super silly goose, because you can get in for free and have a banging ass time.
No, not to Kellen yet. No, me and the Reverend Godfather, we're not. We love drama. We come on. This is a podcast, so let's hear the story from. Yes, I want to hear your perspective of what happened. You know, I know everyone's aware of the drama. Let's be respectful with names.
Absolutely.
But what started it, what became of it, and, you know, I want the genesis of what's called the Twat Squad.
All right.
You know, and I want you to know it's difficult. I'm an old school punk rocker. I should be afraid. The Twat Squad.
No names.
I love it.
I'm talking about the incident that happened earlier this year.
No, this is some drama between Winchester and...
Okay. Me and my girlfriend.
Just be vague, huh?
Are we venue naming?
No, no. Okay. Let's just be vague. Okay. Yes, vague. Yeah. What okay. happened and
I'll
be respectful and discreet.
To me, this goes back to 2008. I'm not going to use names. I was a young adult, 18 years old, going to shows in Martinsburg. I just discovered local live metal. I was in love. I was getting pictures with my favorite local bands. I was going to all their shows. They said to me, hey, why don't you just come to our show with us and sell merch for us at Jack's? I was 18, I was stoked. I loved them so much. I moved away for 10 years, long and the short of it. Then I was a mother. My son's getting to the age where I can go out again. So I'm just now re-immersing myself into the metal scene. So it's been a few years now. I was really, really loving it. I thought, man, this is like my life just, my whole life was enriched again by being re-involved in the scene. And I recognized someone from when I was a young adult finding metal again. And I thought, man, this is great. Like they were in that band I loved and I loved them so much. And then all of a sudden things just started sort of crumbling around me as I met this other young woman who said, actually, I met this other young woman, and then this musician that I had followed for a very long time blocked me on Facebook and started blocking people that talked to her and met her before we ever even knew her story. And it turned out, I mean, I heard people say terrible things about this girl, and it turned out she was right. He admitted to all these terrible things that happened to her, and he hangs out at our favorite local metal venue. And it started being very disturbing to us once we found out about these things. And then Sam was there working one night and was told that she couldn't be there anymore. As she was taking pictures, they told her she had to leave because she was friends. You and all of your friends are not allowed here because you're friends with that girl. And that really blew me away because I have supported I spend my own personal lot of money, time, and effort to support right. the local scene. It costs me money to do what I do. No one's funding the extra work that I'm doing to make the spreadsheets. And, you know, so I was really, really hurt by that, by a true fan of someone who felt like a top supporter of the scene. And Sam as well, coming out and supporting and donating her time to take pictures and write articles. And this happened to us and my group of friends, and they named us the Twat Squad because we like to keep people accountable, and we owned it, and we will.
Yeah. And I want to say this, you know, one, it definitely made me conscious of my boundaries. You know, I enjoy being around all of you guys. I don't know you well enough, so I'm always very careful with boundaries. I hope as I get to know you guys, we have more, you know, relaxed conversations. But I think that's the one thing that really, for me, was made clear, you know.
Yeah.
And you guys had a lot of supporters out there. So whoever's listening to this, just, you know, be respectful.
Yeah.
When you're in, you know, no matter what, when you're at a show, you know, it's like going to the gym, for God's sake, you know. You're going to interact with strangers.
Yeah.
You're respectful. You know, you're there to enjoy your favorite band, not to cause problems.
Right.
Or have people feel like they're uncomfortable. That's
yeah.
ridiculous. There's
yeah, and
no
that's
reason
the thing.
For that.
And I've put my name on the line to say, I will put my neck out for you to feel safe at our events.
Yeah.
And, people hate us for talking out about it, but this is what happened to us, and no one stood up for us when this happened to us, so we're talking about it.
I'll stand up for you. It made me
Thanks,
conscious.
Don.
You know what I'm saying? It makes me conscious. So then we'll pass the mic on to Kellen. Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. Introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Kellen. I do promotion, booking, sound for shit ton of local shows.
Put your name out there. How can people follow you on Facebook? Because you do a lot of direct posting. And I just want that to be right there in the beginning.
So,
because you do an amazing amount of work. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can get some new followers and make more people aware of what's going on at Bad Habits. Yeah. So how can people follow you?
So on Facebook, you got, because I still haven't switched the name, because great businessman, Miller's Live Events on Facebook. You can see basically the event page, flyer for whatever show I'm running, as well as my personal Facebook, Kellen H. Miller on Facebook. It's all public. You can get on there. I do more posting on there because I don't have anyone to run my social media, so I do all of that by myself. So I mostly do it on the public side, but I still try to keep up with the business page. Sarah kind of carries me as far as promotion. So yeah, you can find me there. You get a YouTube channel that has some like videos of former live events, Miller's Entertainment live events on YouTube. You can find just videos of mostly older events, but some of the newer stuff from the punk festival we ran and everything.
Let's talk about a couple of the personalities that really help you out at the Bad Habits show. We'll start with Amish. What all Amish does, how long he's been involved, and then let's talk a little bit about John after that.
Okay, so we'll start with Amish, who is my door guy, lighting guy, crowd control. What else does he do? He does a lot of stuff. First job is mostly a door guy, and one of the best damn door guys I've ever seen. Greets everyone with a smile, you know, very chilled, laid back. He's not going to get physical with you. He's not a dick. He's going to be very professional in handling any situation. As well as if there's an issue, he keeps a very close eye on what's going on stage. He's caught stuff that I would have never caught. You know, whether it's a cymbal 10 seconds from falling over, he will run up on stage and be able to get it. the lighting, if he sees something weird with the lighting, he'll go up, adjust it just perfectly. Like, he has an eye for detail that I haven't seen, and he simultaneously does all these jobs at once, and it's pretty admiring to see. And he's just an overall good dude, and I'm happy that I can help him out, and I'm happy that he's able to help me out. And then you mentioned my buddy John Phoebus. He comes and does the photography and Kellen management, as I like to call it, for the shows. Whenever I get pissed off at my soundboard and start getting frustrated, he comes over and tells me to chill the fuck out. But he does great photography for us. Just everything he does for us. He does secondhand promotion. And he does it all. Like, he never asks for anything. He literally just tells me, come let me practice at this show. And I'm like, you do you. I let him take whatever space he needs. But he's great at what he does. He's great at capturing moments of the crowd. He's very detail-oriented, as is Sam. Sam comes and does photography every now and then. She's very, very busy. So not every show, but when she comes and does it, we get some great-ass pictures.
Yes, we do.
Let's talk about what you have going on in the future, what shows you're working on, and how far you feel comfortable talking ahead, you know.
All right.
And I would say, you know, what you have coming up this summer, and then let's talk a little bit about your history as a musician.
All right, so I'm just going to go immediate future. I had a meeting with the venue I run, Bad Habits, this week, to where we added I believe 25 more dates before the end of the year. I think total between playing and running shows, it's like 37 between now and December. As far as immediate future, this Friday, June 28th, we got 5-band punk show. It is Urban Crater, The Whatevs, Paperback Tragedy. Who am I missing? Johnny Lethal is there. I feel terrible. I'm missing someone else. Deliberate Strangers, that's who it is. Deliberate Strangers. That's this Friday. July 12th, it hasn't been announced yet because, you know, I get dates sometimes 2-3 weeks ahead of time. We're doing one of my favorite things to do. We do it every few months. It's a mixed genre show. We're going to have punk band, deathcore band. it's a fun show, you know, being able to throw 3-4 different genres in one night. Then the show with Sam, July 13th at Bench Warmers. Okay, I get Bench Warmers and Backseat confused all the time. Bench Warmers, Bar and Grill in Ranson. My band GMS will be there, as well as American Dharma, New Clarity, and Gatwick.
GMS is absolutely insanely awesome. What?
GMS is insanely awesome. Insane!
We're interesting, to say the least. But I appreciate it. And then we got July 20th. This may have been announced already. I have a little hand in this one. July 20th, we had a show that had to be moved to Granny's in Winchester. I cannot remember exactly what the lineup is. It'll be up on the page. And then July 27th will be the last one to talk about, which is with Sarah co-hosting it and our friend Ashley, who helped get this all together. That is the Dinosaurs in Paris, Voids, Vera Alta, and
Making a Mockery.
See, Sarah's always carrying me. But yeah, then August gets a little lighter. I think I only have like one show I'm running in August, but I will be out of town for a good chunk of August. And then after that, everything else is still not booked. Sam and I are working on something for September, correct? Yeah, we started that the other day. It's still in the very early processes. But, yeah, everything else still waiting to be booked.
Background music. Let's talk about your current project musically. I know that you're playing with... This is your first band. Second band. So let's talk about a little bit about what you're doing right now musically, and then we're going to talk a little bit about our history as a wrap-up, and then I think Sarah's going to be interviewing... What is it? How do you say his cat?
High Horse Calvary.
Calvin.
Calvin. I always want to say Clavin or some shit like that. All right. So what are you doing right now musically?
I just like to stay active and being able to make music. It helps me avoid writer's block. Number one project at the moment is new hardcore band I'm in, Gray Matter Splatter. That's more of just I've always wanted to be in a band that, you know, can just have fun, and that's what we do. We go out. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We go out, play a fun 25-minute
song. Who are you playing with?
So we got my buddy Amber on guitar, bass, my buddy John on guitar, and currently in between drummers, but I don't know if I'm allowed to announce this formally, but I guess we are. We have a member of a band called The Plan named Christopher Dodd. He is currently clean vocalist for a band called The Plan, coming in to fill in on drums for us for the next couple shows. So we're excited to work with him. And then I am in another band called The Bastards, more of a emo punk band. It's more of just my original stuff that I write, you know, the sad shit. And then I do the acoustic solo, which is more along the lines of folk, still a little punky, but it's more along just the folk lines. I'm currently working on a solo acoustic EP that maybe will be out sometime this year. We'll see. But yeah, that's what I got going on. I play two bands and then acoustic solo on top of doing all the booking shit. So
I'll go ahead and rap, especially since we got some music that we got to compete with. We'll take like a 10-minute break or whatever. I've known Kellen for many years. I met you.
It's been
16. How old are you now?
I will be 20 this year.
The biggest compliment that I can pay Kellen is you have a great ear. You've always been attracted to the best music. Like quickly, Jimmy Swope was one of your favorites with the acoustic. Ghost Road, you immediately connected with. We were just recently talking about Atomic Mosquito. So I've always admired that ear. Like clearly, you know, your taste in music is impeccable. I like that. And I wish you nothing but success in your future. And Sarah, at some point, I'll have to tell you the story because I actually cursed Kellen out when he was 17 years old. The trailer park in me, I called back. I was begging to apologize. His mother could hear the whole thing. Oh. It was one of, unfortunately, the trailer park. I always used to say, you can take the kid out of the trailer park, but you can never, ever, ever take that trailer park out of that kid. And I still struggle with it, and I've always been proud of you for forgiving me for that. Like Jimmy Swope looks at me.
I'm from West Virginia. I get it. You can't take the West Virginia out of me either.
We're not going to get into the depths because that's a whole different fucking thing. Crazy. With that situation. But that was funny. I'm just sitting there on my couch one day. Fucking Don calls me up and he's like, "You motherfucker, you gotta fucking make this right." I was like, "The fuck did I do?
Keep my fucking name out of you." Oh, it was horrible. Oh.
And the funniest thing is when we got it all resolved, the situation turned out to be with someone completely separately evolved who just wanted to stir shit.
Right. I always go back to, and I'll share this as an artist, because I don't get opportunities to interact with young artists often, but her name is Valerie Solanas. There's an incredible film called I Shot Andy Warhol, but this crazy bitch shot Andy Warhol at point blank range, just pumping rounds into him. Unfortunately, there are unhealthy people that get involved in the art scene. That's just, it is what it is. And I've dealt with them my entire career as an artist. So again, we're gonna wrap and get out of here. We have a second part of this podcast that's going to be posted separately. Again, I want to thank my longtime friend, Christopher Loomiser of Long
Coat. Thank
you, Chris. Podcast. Appreciate Long you, man.
Copy of podcast for the time. So we're going to take a 10-minute break. Let's take some pictures.
And now, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
It's a Long Coat Mafia Podcast!
You screaming up.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that interview. If you have any questions, comments, or what have you, please send them our way via email at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Or depending on what platform you are listening to us on, if it's Podbean or Good Pods, you could leave your questions, comments, and other in the comment section down below. And while you're there, please don't forget to hit that follow and subscribe button. And as you've been hearing, due to possible computer issues and so forth and so on, though the best way to support our show is hitting the follow or subscribe buttons on platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Podbean, etc., 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 or visiting our social media stuff like on YouTube and hitting that subscribe button and the like button on like and follow buttons on our Facebook pages and Instagram and Twitter and all that. That's the best way, and sharing those links out to everyone. But like I said, we are quite possibly having cord issues or microphone issues or even computer issues. We are a very low budget podcast. We do not have funds for brand new equipment, brand new cords, brand new stuff, which is currently plaguing us right now. If you wish to help us that way, we do have links in our description if you wish to help us. We have a tip jar. We have W Energy as our sponsors. If you wish to go that route, use code LCM Podcast in as the coupon code for 10% off. Same code applies to Swift Energy. That way, if you're not into G Fuel and wish to use W or Swift Energy, you can use that. Type in the code, you get a percentage off. Let me put it like this: with the tip jar, every little dollar helps, and if we break that $1,000 goal, I will do a challenge video, and if we get it within the next 30 to 60 days, while we are at if we manage to attend 4-State Comic-Con in Harrisburg, Virginia, me and Sasha, because she's going to be probably one of the ones that are friend-napping me, we will go to, like, a Target or someplace on the way there. We will buy a bikini for me and do, when we record an episode, and when I, at the end of the show, when I say, I'm the Martinsburg Madman, and I'm wearing a bikini, I will remove it, I will record the video, I will put it up on TikTok, I will put it up on YouTube, I will do everything I need to promote as that challenge. The only way you guys and gals out there will see that challenge is if you use our GoFundMe link, our tip jar, and do that. And believe me, I will go out and do that. And all the funds that we bring in, receipts will be given. And photos on Instagram, our Facebook will be put up. Receipts will be given to all of you so you know that it's spent on the show. So, will some of it be used at Hagerstown? Maybe, but most of it will be used on brand new stuff. We also have a Amazon wish list that will help us out if you want to go that route. So, if you want to do that, that's wonderful. That's grateful, wonderful, and everything else. You don't have to. What helps us the most is sharing out everything. I know every time the cords go out and bad cords, bad sound quality, you all turn it off. And by helping the show out, supporting the show in every way, helps us with the getting the word out and getting funds in and us being able to replace some stuff. So that's it for right now. Catch you next week when we'll be sharing Don and Sarah Jane's conversation with High Horse Cavalry and Appalachian Ape X. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for our upcoming Monday Lost Media episode. So take care. I'm the Reverend Godfather, a.k.a. the Martinsburg Madman. And not only am I having mic issues, cord issues, computer issues, but
I'm a gamer. I'm wearing a bikini.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.